Hello, this is Father Frank Pavone, National Director of Priests for Life. Most Catholics are familiar with the practice of having Masses offered for a particular intention. At a certain point of the year, parishes will announce that the Mass books are being opened, and people may come forward and ask to have a Mass offered for a relative who has died or a friend who has passed away. And then usually those intentions are announced either in the bulletin or perhaps the names are mentioned from the altar. Why is it that we do this? The Mass is more than just a prayer service. The Mass is actually the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. What happens, in other words, at the altar is that what Christ did on the cross and in the resurrection is made present to us. He doesn't die again. He doesn't have to. Scripture tells us he died once for all. But what he does do is he renews his offering so that the priest, consecrating the bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ, is bringing that body and blood there on the altar, and then Christ is saying, Father, look down on me, look down on your people. These are the people for whom I have offered my body, for whom I have shed my blood. Father, heal them, bless them, redeem them, save them. Everything flows from the Mass because everything flows from Christ. Every prayer that is ever answered, every sin that is ever forgiven, every blessing that is ever bestowed, every soul that is ever saved, it's thanks to the Mass. All the power of the Mass, therefore, is for everyone. And the priest, when he offers the Mass, is offering it for all the living and all the dead. There is, however, a special grace, a special fruit that comes from the Mass that can be applied to whatever person or group of persons the priest chooses to apply it to. And this is the benefit then that is offered to you in your churches. You can have that special benefit of the Mass applied to any person of your choosing. And when we pray for the dead, of course, we're praying that they be purified of the effects of their sins, that they be helped on their last stages of the journey through purgatory. And by the way, we don't know how long it takes, so we should never stop praying for those who have died. We should never stop offering Masses for the dead. You know, sometimes people say, well, you know, Uncle so-and-so, he's been deceased for so long, he must be in heaven by now. We don't have to keep offering Masses for him. Well, we may be very surprised when we get to purgatory ourselves to see Uncle Mario still there and coming up to us and saying, well, why did you stop having Masses offered for me? I'm still here. And so we would want, similarly, for people to offer Masses for ourselves. But brothers and sisters, one of the things I'd like to recommend to you today is this. The Mass can also be offered for the living. There's nothing about the Mass that says that the intention has to be for someone who has died. It can also be for someone who is alive. And not only for someone who is in special need, although that also is a good idea. We can have Masses offered for people who may be sick, or for people who may be having some terrible problem, or groups of people, or entire nations, or the unborn, for example, who are in constant danger of abortion. But we can have the Mass offered also for such occasions as a person's birthday, a person's wedding anniversary, a couple that has just gotten married and for whom we want to offer special prayers. We can have the Mass offered for a priest that has just been ordained, or for any intention whatsoever. What it comes down to is, anything that you can pray for, you can offer a Mass for. I want to encourage the practice of offering Mass for the living, as well as for the dead. Let's take great advantage of the graces and the power that Christ has given us on the altar and in the church, Sunday after Sunday and day after day. Let's thank God for the privilege of worshiping at the Mass. And when you go to Mass, remember to pray in a special way for whatever the intention is that is being offered at that particular Mass. And let's once again thank God for the graces that he has bestowed on us thanks to the death and the resurrection of Christ. Let us always rejoice in the Holy Mass.